an equal opportunity employer.
Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples talking today with Eric Reed, Assistant Superintendent, USD 383, and Dave Colburn, USD 383 School Board member here. School Board meeting coming up tonight here at 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center, Kersmer Conference Room, 2031 Points Avenue. On the reports section here, around 6:45 tonight, a lot of reports going to be given. One of them of note, City of Manhattan, Aggieville TIF. You'll be hearing from Jason Hilgers and Ron Fear tonight.
So for those folks that don't know what a TIF is, it stands for Tax Increment Financing, and the city can go into a particular section of the city. It's usually done in commercial districts, and they freeze the property taxes at whatever level they're currently at. And as then the property values in that district grow, they use that the extra money that comes in above what the freeze amount to do improvements. So we've seen that happen with the mall downtown. We've seen it happen with the north end development. I think there's some TIF in the south end development too, maybe. I'm not sure, but it's a standard. It's you know, a way to for the city to go in and do infrastructure improvements so that areas can, you know, commercial areas can be improved. So what's being proposed is an Aggieville tax increment financing district, and it's of interest to the school district and the county because that means that even when the property values and the property taxes come in higher in that district, we don't see that increase. That increase goes towards the infrastructure improvements in that area. So it affects the school district, it affects the county, and we have veto power. I don't in any way see us using that, but you know, Jason and Ron will come and explain all that to the board, and so that we have a thorough understanding of what's going on and
the reasons why, kind of the limitations of where they're at, and there's a probably a really good chance that if they don't come in and do something along those lines with the infrastructure down in Aggieville, that area is not going to grow much financially anyway. So really, you kind of got to look at a cost-benefit to the district, long-term versus short-term.
Right, yep.
And the properties you guys have there in that district, what I know you have...
Well, we don't have any properties, no. But it's the value that's our... It's basically our tax base.
Okay.
So we're basically, when that happens, we lose the growth of that tax base in that certain area.
Gotcha. That makes more sense.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to explain.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that going on tonight here, and I want to talk to you. I see that I saw that on your social media last night here, and I knew this was coming, but there's a new principal going to take over eventually here at Manhattan High School, and you've got five of the candidates coming in here. How many, first of all, how many interviewed for this position here?
These are our interviews.
Oh, okay.
For the position, so we whittled down the applications into these five. We want to announce those candidates out, and there's also an opportunity for the community to come in and meet these candidates, and we've kind of kept a current time next week that we have five candidates, 5 days, 3:15 to 4:30 at the MHS West Campus Library, and on Monday we have Dr. Michael Norris coming. Tuesday we have our East Campus Assistant Principal David Holloway, and Wednesday we have our Assistant Principal up at MHS West, Michael Dorst. Thursday we have Benjamin Jimenez, and Friday we have Martin Straub coming in. So information on each of these candidates will be put out on social media accounts and the website as well, if people like to read up on the people coming in to interview for that position. It's a big job, a lot of responsibility. You know, that's 1,700 plus kids, you know, which means you got 3,000 parents, you've got, you know, hundreds of staff members that you control. How was it described to me when I came here? It's a small little city.
Mm-hmm.
that you get to help manage all those things. So it's really good. We're really excited. Always disappointed to lose Mr. Hoyt. Mr. Hoyt's been a great leader for the district for a long time and made a big impact on a lot of people. But we hope to continue to move forward in his legacy as well.
And he's retiring, isn't that right?
He is retiring.
All right. We'll look forward to that next week here again, all 5 days, and those will be going on from 3:15 to 4:13, 4:30, excuse me, in the Manhattan High School West Campus Library. Let's talk about some other things going on tonight at the school board meeting, donations and grants.
As always, we rely upon community and state and even federal partners to help us deliver services to our students, and they come oftentimes that help comes in the form of donations or grants. And so tonight we're celebrating a $7,914 cash donation from the Manhattan Ogden Public School Foundation to Manhattan High for the Science Olympiad team. We have a $500 cash donation from Howie's Enterprises to Manhattan High School for basketball supplies, a $12,500 award allocation to Manhattan Ogden Public School Foundation to USD 383 for the summer library program, $600 cash donation from the Anthony Middle School Booster Club to Anthony Middle School for use of towards social work expenses and student purchases, and a $600 cash donation from the Anthony Middle School Booster Club to Anthony Middle School for use towards C-Note cash drawings. So a total of $22,114 that we'll be accepting tonight. We greatly appreciate our partners there. And sort of while we're talking about partners, one of the other things that we're going to have in our reports tonight, tonight's going to be one of those nights where we have spend a lot of time on spoken reports. So in addition to our normal reports, we'll hear from Anthony Middle School Student Council. We're going to hear from our superintendent, our school board. We're going to hear from NEA Manhattan Ogden. And that's normal stuff. As we mentioned earlier, City of Manhattan was going to come talk to us about the TIF district. We're also going to hear from Lacey Sell about our KSU Partnership Financial Annual Report, and that's a partnership that's just critical to our school district, that the preparation of K-State students as they work towards their education degrees. They come in and help us out in the classrooms in a variety of ways, and they do their student teaching with us, and it's a big program. It's really important to our district and to the K-State students. And summer programs, Lacey will also be talking to us about our summer programs. And Deb Hauser, our director of special ed, will be there also. We do a lot of things for our kids with special needs during the summer. And then we have opportunities for kids who are a little bit behind on their learning to come in and get caught up. So our summer programs are really an important part of our learning process. And then, as we talked about earlier with Capital Outlay, Mike Ribble will be in tonight to talk about the district technology plan, the annual report there. So we're going to be listening and talking for quite a while tonight before we get to any of the new business.
A lot of stuff to get to here. Well, any important dates people should know about coming up here?
Yes, I do. April 4th, I want to put out there for Kindergarten Roundup. So if you have someone that will be 5 on or before August 31st of this year, they would be eligible for kindergarten. So we do that at all 9 elementary buildings on April 4th, 5:45 to 6:45. If you don't know where you're zoned, which school you're zoned to, you can call transportation or you can call the central office and we'll help you find out which school to go to. And if people could bring the original birth certificate, immunization records, social security card, we can do the pre-sign up. You'll finish the registration process later that summer. And we just want to get an idea of who's coming in, give some resources for some parents, some tips and guidelines on how to enter into kindergarten. It's always an exciting day. Always an exciting day for Roundup.
Yeah, a lot of fun. All right. Well, guys, good luck at your meeting tonight. Hopefully it all goes well, and hopefully we won't have any more snow days.
We appreciate that.
We'll be back on K-Man's In Focus after this with Dr. Art DeGroat next.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of